Now, as I mentioned very early on in the course, using a word like the coffee is useful, of course, when you want to talk about the coffee. However, at a certain point, you may wish to replace it with a word like it. Because, as we do in English, if we keep saying something like the coffee, the coffee, the coffee, the coffee, we'll feel like we're going a bit crazy, and it will sound quite unusual in English. So what we might say is something like, I've prepared the coffee and I've put it on the table, as opposed to saying, I have prepared the coffee and I've put the coffee on the table and the coffee will taste good. Instead, we'll say something like, I've prepared the coffee and I've put it on the table and it will taste good because it's a really nice gourmet one I bought. Something like that. But we will use it to replace another word. That's what we do in English. That's what happens in most languages, simply because it's too much trouble to keep saying the same word again and again. To avoid doing this, we use words like it to replace other words. Now, I don't particularly like to use grammatical terms, but I'm going to introduce one here, except I'm going to introduce it in such a way that it will be understandable. The first grammatical term I'm going to introduce is noun, a noun. Now, this is normally described as a person, place, or thing. But that tends not to be an especially useful or usable definition for most people. So what we're going to say here is that any word that you can put my directly in front of and it makes sense is a noun. So for instance, my coffee. I have spilt my coffee on the floor. My house. My happiness. My dog. My shoes, my car, my belt. You can put the word my directly in front of these words and it makes sense. And so you know that those words are nouns. Now, why is it I want to tell you which words are nouns? Well, it's going to be useful for the explanation about it. So again, how would you say I have prepared the coffee?
He preparado el café.
He preparado el café.
At the end of that sentence, we have a noun, the coffee. You know it's a noun because you can say, my coffee. With the other words in the sentence that aren't nouns, you can't put my before them. So you can't say, my prepared, my the. It doesn't make any sense, but you can say, my coffee. So you know it's a noun. Well, words like it, again, another grammatical term is going to come out now. Words like it are pronouns. Now, again, you're thinking, what on earth does that mean, pronouns? Well, think of pronoun as being short for proxy noun. A pronoun is a proxy noun. A proxy is something that stands in place of something else, like a proxy vote. So a proxy noun is something that stands in place of a noun that you put in its place. So a proxy noun goes in place where a noun normally would. So for instance, the coffee. The pronoun or the proxy noun for coffee is it, although it's not the only pronoun that exists. For instance, if I wanted to talk about myself, if there were no pronouns, if pronouns didn't exist, I would need to say, Paul is feeling happy today, or Paul is going to the shops, or Paul is going for a walk. Why is that? Because I, the word I, is a pronoun. So when you say, I am going out, I'm going to the shops, I am feeling happy, you've actually substituted, you've used a proxy noun and put it in place of your name, more or less. So instead of perhaps talking about someone else. So let's think of your mother. If you're saying, my mother is coming later and I'm going to make her dinner. Her must be a pronoun. And why? Because it's stood in for another noun. Again, let's check if mother is a noun. Can you put my in front of mother? My mother? You can. So you know it's a noun. And it's a word that you're not necessarily going to want to repeat endlessly in the sentence. So when you want to say, I have prepared dinner for my mother, or I have bought my mother something from the shops. You don't actually want to keep saying my mother in the sentence, because once you know who it is, you tend to put proxy nouns, pronouns, in the place of that. So, again, when you say something like, I've prepared the coffee, and I think it's good because it's hot, once you've put it in, you've started substituting pronouns, proxy nouns, and putting them in the place of the word the coffee. And that's because it's something you do in English, and so it's something you'll do in Spanish too. Let's have a look at that sentence one more time. How would you say, I have prepared the coffee?
He preparado el café.
He preparado el café.
However, you may not always want to say, I have prepared the coffee. You might want to just say, I've prepared it. Now, the question is, where does the it go? Well, we know where it normally goes. Let's go back to a sentence where we know where it normally goes. What is to prepare?
Preparar.
Preparar.
And to prepare it?
Prepararlo.
Prepararlo.
And I want to prepare it.
Quiero prepararlo.
Quiero prepararlo.
So, it has been used there as a proxy noun to replace a noun. However, you could just as easily say, I want to prepare the coffee. How would you say that?
Quiero preparar el café.
Quiero preparar el café.
So, there you have it. I want to prepare the coffee. And once more, getting rid of the word coffee and replacing it with a pronoun, with a proxy noun. And of course, the proxy noun for coffee, for a thing, is it. So instead of I want to prepare the coffee, how would you say I want to prepare it?
Quiero prepararlo.
Quiero prepararlo.
So now we know where proxy nouns usually go. They're simply hooked onto the end. However, when we're dealing with the past tense with have, it's a different story. How would you say, I have prepared the coffee? There's no pronoun in the sentence, there's just a noun, the coffee, my coffee. So again, how would you say, I have prepared the coffee?
He preparado el café.
He preparado el café.
Now, if we want to get rid of the coffee and replace it with a proxy noun, with a pronoun, we need to keep an additional rule in mind. And that is that have that's used for the past tense, always steals the pronouns. If there is a have in a sentence, have that's used for the past tense, it will always steal the pronouns and put them directly in front of itself. So again, it will steal the pronoun and put it in front of itself. Now let's try the sentence once more without the pronoun. So, I have prepared the coffee.
He preparado el café.
He preparado el café.
Now let's get rid of the coffee and replace it with the word it. Except keep in mind that because it is a pronoun, a proxy noun, it will be stolen by the have and put directly in front of itself. So how would you say, I have prepared it?
Lo he preparado.
Lo he preparado.
Can you hear how have has stolen the pronoun and put it directly in front of itself? Let's try another sentence. How would you say, I have reserved?
He reservado.
He reservado.
How about, I have reserved it? Now keep in mind there's a have in this sentence, so it will steal the word it, which is a pronoun, a proxy noun, and put it directly in front of itself.
Lo he reservado.
Lo he reservado.
How about I have visited it?
Lo he visitado.
Lo he visitado.
I have bought it.
Lo he comprado.
Lo he comprado.
I haven't bought it.
No lo he comprado.
No lo he comprado.
What is you have?
A.
A.
You have bought it.
Lo ha comprado.
Lo ha comprado.
You haven't bought it.
No lo ha comprado.
No lo ha comprado.
Why haven't you bought it?
¿Por qué no lo ha comprado?
¿Por qué no lo ha comprado?
What is to eat?
Comer.
Comer.
So again, this one isn't one of the R group, it's one of the others, so it doesn't take the ardo from bravado in the past, but instead the ido from libido. So how would you say eaten?
Comido.
Comido.
I have eaten.
He comido.
He comido.
I have eaten it.
Lo he comido.
Lo he comido.
So, once more, have has stolen the pronoun and put it directly in front of itself, which is what it will always do. If ever you have this have that's used in the past tense, it likes to steal the pronouns, the proxy nouns, the words that stand in place of nouns, and put them directly in front of itself.